chairmanship of the 2018 meeting of states parties to the BWC. India continues to attach importance to the universalization of the BWC. We have made significant strides towards this goal in the recent past, with NUI, the State of Palestine, and the Central African Republic acceding to the convention this year. We welcome the delegations of our newest states parties amongst our midst. The sponsorship program has made an important contribution in this regard, and India has been supportive of the program, including through financial contribution. We are pleased that the meeting of states parties in 2017 under the chairmanship of India could successfully deliver on its mandate, owing largely to the constructive engagement of all states parties, which led to adoption by consensus of an intersessional program for 2018-20. In this context, we express our appreciation for the efforts put in by the chairs of the five meetings of experts, resulting in substantive discussions on a range of issues of importance to the convention, and welcome their respective reports. We look forward to further constructive engagements by experts. Mr. Chairman, the long-term sustainability of the convention, in our view, should essentially be rooted in legally binding measures, with all states parties reposing collective confidence in the convention. In this context, India supports the objective of a mechanism for verification of compliance that provides the assurance of compliance agreed within the framework of BWC by states parties and acts as a deterrent against non-compliance. While CBMs are an important transparency measure to enhance trust, they are not an alternative to an effective mechanism for verification of compliance. India, on its part, has been making timely submission of its CBMs. Mr. Chairman, recognizing the importance of building broad-based support for strengthening implementation of Article 3, India, along with the United States, has submitted a working paper at this MSP entitled Strengthening Implementation of Article 3 of the BTWC. In our view, a forward-looking cooperative approach, as outlined in this working paper, is conducive to finding common ground than those that only deepen old divisions. Assistance under Article 7 is a legal obligation under the Convention. Through our working paper, first tabled at the Preparatory Committee for the 8th Review Conference, and again at this meeting of states parties, India and France have proposed the establishment of a database for assistance within the framework of Article 7. The full and effective implementation of Article 10 of the Convention is important to generate equitable benefits for states parties, in particular developing countries. India has submitted working papers in 2014 and 16 on this subject. Mr. Chairman, review of new scientific and technological developments of relevance to the Convention is mandated by Article 12. India had submitted a working paper at the 7th Review Conference with specific proposals on conducting science and technology review. India's resolution on role of science and technology in the context of international security and disarmament was adopted by consensus at the 73rd session of the first committee of the UN General Assembly this year. This resolution took cognizance of the discussions held under the BWC's meeting of experts on science and technology this year. There is a need for reaching a common understanding on a framework and criteria for assessing risks and relevance of the new and emerging technologies to the Convention. With a view to address global concerns on the proliferation of WMD to terrorists, India has been submitting a resolution on measures to prevent terrorists from acquiring WMD at the first committee, which has been adopted by consensus since 2002. Further, with the objective of promoting effective implementation of UNSCR 1540, India, in cooperation with Germany and the UNODA, hosted the India-Wiesbaden conference in April this year. While the ISU has been doing outstanding work in meeting its onerous responsibilities, such as assisting efforts of states parties to implement the decisions taken at review conferences and encouraging universalization, to name a few, further reinforcing the currently rather thinly staffed ISU, states parties should consider to strengthen the implementation of the convention. We would, of course, have to keep in mind considerations regarding financial resources. And that brings me to my next point, Mr. Chairman, that we must ensure the financial health of the convention by ensuring both stability and predictability and availability of resources. The Indian delegation would urge all state parties to ensure that their financial contributions are made in time and all outstanding arrears are paid, which would help in addressing the severe challenges the convention is currently faced with regards to its financial condition. The text of the entire statement will be available on the BWC website, and I thank you, Mr. Chairman.